Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Pete Broberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Murphy out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. May scores. Mankowski moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. Trammell scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rick Langford now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Thompson is out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Corcoran moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Mankowski moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-1 in the game. Paige takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Paige settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Tabb pinch runs for Dave Revering. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabb moves to second. Marty Perez pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Staggs now playing shortstop. Jerry Tabb now playing first base. Marty Perez now playing third base. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Corcoran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corcoran moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Staggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Corcoran moves to third. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Corcoran scores. Trammell moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Jim Essien. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delone moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to third. Thomason moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Alexander now catching. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 11-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankowski is hit by the pitch. May moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Corcoran scores. Mankowski moves to second. It's 13-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 14-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Staggs fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFleur scores. 2 outs. It's 15-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.